holding hands with the enemy. She was a thin, elderly woman who shopped in the country market where I cashiered. In fairness, I was not very young myself. I had recently returned to work after my 6 children were grown and gone. This customer always seemed a bit confused, and my heart went out to her. We chatted each time she came to shop when I was able to spare a few moments to visit. When I learned it was her birthday, I invited her next door to a tiny ice cream shop since I was just getting off work. We celebrated her special day over ice cream and conversation. That night, she phoned me for the first time, seemingly just to thank me for the ice cream. Then she paused and, as though giving a gift, said, "I have a story for you." It was an understatement. She told a story that was indeed a gift. She relayed that in World War II, she was a 22-year-old nurse, fresh from nursing school, assigned to care for a severely wounded German POW. She expected to meet a hardened enemy soldier. Instead, she found a frightened 16-year-old boy before her. She read the fear of death clearly written in his eyes. Somehow, they communicated. A few words she had picked up in German. A few words he had picked up in English. He haltingly told her he had a sister who held his hand when they were young and afraid. So my friend reached for his hand. An American nurse and a young German boy sitting quietly, holding hands until he slept. Holding hands with him seemed the right thing to do that day. Jesus said, "Love your enemies," Matthew 5:44. One young, dying soldier learned the love of Jesus that long ago day from a nurse holding hands with the enemy.